listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Beyond the Veil with your medium, Shelly Seanwald.
Shelly Seanwald.
Live from yourmedium.ca.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Beyond the Veil
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Beyond the Veil. I'm your host, Shelly Seanwald. I'm an evidential medium who supports those moving through grief and loss. You know, if you've been missing someone or wondering if they're still close, still aware of you, you know, you're not alone. On this show, we do some live readings and we have some real connections going on, bring forward messages from loved ones in spirit and giving you a little bit of tidbits about your life and what's going on right now. And these conversations are filled with love, validation, and healing because those bonds don't end when people pass. I do offer private readings worldwide, and you can learn more at my website, yourmedium.ca. So stay with me. This space is here to remind you that your loved ones are never truly gone. And speaking of doing readings worldwide, I did have someone say to me the other day, geez, does that really work over Zoom? Well, heck yeah, it does. It actually works very, very well. It's a nice, intimate way to connect with someone who may not be sitting in North Vancouver, BC. And let's face it, there's people everywhere in this world who really could use the help of a medium. And the nice thing about having an online reading is that you're able to get that from the comfort of your own home and your surroundings and perhaps the things that your loved one gave to you before you they passed, that you can have with you during that moment. And it's also really nice to have a half hour, an hour reading to really dig into things. The nice thing about having that intimate time where you're able to have a reading for a while is they're able to communicate to you, you know, give you lots of good evidence. This is who I am. Do you remember this about our lives together? And then give you those little bits of information about what's going on in your life right now. And if you have questions about things in your life, you know, your loved ones who have passed are some of your greatest champions over there. And they will step forward and give you all sorts of great information. So we're going to take a caller now and let's see what information they have for them in this little postcard of a reading here. So we have Bree in Barton, Nova Scotia. Hi, Bree.
Hi.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I love Nova Scotia, by the way.
It is beautiful here, born and raised.
Most certainly is. Yes, I long to go back and see it. So I just had to throw that out there for you.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, it is. So what brings you to the show tonight? General reading or?
I just wanted to try to get a reading. My brother's 6-year anniversary is tomorrow, so I just kind of,
Right. Okay. So let's see who we have over there. Now, I no guarantee it'll be your brother, but we're going to see. I'm going to start to describe this because there is a male energy that's coming in a little bit closer to me. Okay, this person, he didn't live to a ripe old age is what he's telling me. He did have some life left in him. Had a good sense of humor to him.
Oh, yes.
Person was really funny because he even wants to be a bit candid with me as well as he's talking about passing. Now it does feel like it took a little while for him to go. Does that make sense to you?
Well, I have an idea, but I don't I'm not sure because we're not really
fully
sure
know.
How he passed away.
It feels a little murky.
Murky?
Well, you know, I can't quite get the handle on what exactly took him because it feels like it was a little bit before he passed, but it's not really clear to me exactly what occurred. He's not giving me that.
Yeah, no, I really can't. That would be.
Sorry, is that not resonating with him, or is it resonating with someone else?
No, I don't know who that would be. Honestly, like my he got in an accident, and it was instant. So that's why I'm like,
okay, I'm gonna have somebody else here because. There is a male there that had a passing, but he feels like he passed by illness. Like it took a while. Like he didn't go right away. Do you have somebody else in your life? It might have been someone before.
My cousin Tommy, he passed away of double lung cancer.
Okay.
But that was a long. That was. Oh my gracious! It's been.
He's been gone a while.
2014. 2015. Like it's been 10, 11 years.
Yeah, because this didn't feel like an accident. This felt like an illness, and he kind of slowly wore down and passed like a cancer, right? You just suddenly. Now it doesn't matter how long he's been gone. he's desperately wanted the time to come through. Okay, let's see who else is there with him though, because there is another male there. With him, they knew each other though. Would your brother and your cousin knew each other?
Well, yeah, we were like, yeah, we spent a lot of time
together.
With my cousin,
okay, together. Because what it feels like they were almost like brothers themselves, right?
Tyler and Doug. Tyler, he got sick with pneumonia, but he's not a family member, but he was somebody that was really close with my brother. My brother passed. Me and him got pretty close.
Okay.
And him and Doug were like brothers.
Okay. So these three were close, this unit, the two that are over there and the one who had pneumonia, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's what it feels like. It's like they're not brothers, but they were close and they spent... You know, great. You could have considered them brothers, just the way that they behaved and played with one another, and grew together.
Definitely, yeah.
So it feels like they're over there, but your cousin is a little bit more vocal than your brother. But I try and get your brother to come forward a little bit more. It's like your cousin was blazing the trail, is what I heard. he said in more ways than one, because he passed first and he was bridging the energy for your brother. Now it's what with your brother, he's saying to me almost like he shouldn't have been doing what he was doing. Was it something that not necessary, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Because he's just...
Yeah, he should not have been doing that.
What caused his passing?
Yeah.
So he's just said
he
to me...
He had a ninja and he was going 290 in it, and a lady didn't see him on the road and she backed into him in the car. Like, it literally the car lit on fire and he was gone instantly.
Okay. Yeah, because what he said to me is that, I shouldn't have been doing that. But he's saying that he was kind of at that age where, you know, you're 10 feet tall and bulletproof.
He was very, he was in his 20s, like early 20s, 22. I was the more calm one.
he's saying that he,
for sure.
He never thought anything bad was going to happen to him. And
you never do.
No, they don't. And it just took him, he said it took him out. But he said he was met with his cousin. Like, you know, he's had, when he crossed, your cousin who came in first, blazed that trail for him, was there to help him through. Now, it's funny because your brother's also, he's saying he was a bit of a ladies' man.
Oh my goodness. He might have been. I am not quite sure. Try to stand it. Like, hurt.
Yeah, I mean, it's not something the sister wants to know, but he's saying that, you know, he liked the ladies and the ladies liked him. He was cool, is what he's trying to tell me. He thinks he was cool.
Yeah. Well, he was. Yeah.
Yeah.
He really was. I know.
It was what he's also saying to me is he understands how devastating it was to the family, and not only to the family, but the community as well, to have something like that happen. It was tough.
Yeah, it was.
It was hard to cope with. Absolutely. But it feels like it rippled through the community as well. It doesn't feel like it was a big area.
Oh, yeah.
And it was hard for everyone.
It's a lot of people, even to this day, it doesn't feel like it's real.
It doesn't leave the memory of the people there. He's saying that he's sorry for what he caused, because he's saying, I was negligent in all this. I shouldn't have done this. But, you know, he just was one of those guys that thought it was never going to happen to him. He gives you lots and lots of love. And he wants to know that he saw how hard it was for you too to lose him. It does feel like you two had a bit of a strong connection too. You're close.
We were for growing up, and then a lot of stuff went on with our dad, and we grew apart, and
Yeah, he said that he missed that connection with you, and he's sorry that you didn't have the opportunity to reforge the bond, because it feels like, you know, it was the things that happen when you grow up and you kind of lose touch, but it was like it was going to come back together. But what he wants to say is that he's now in a position to help you. So he's asking that you let people know around him that he's okay, around you, that he's okay. That's one of the things he said.
Yeah.
But he's also saying to you that he's there, and he's there to support you with anything that you need. Now, it feels this grief is still fairly strong, and he just wants to put that forward to you, Bree, that, you know, he's not gone. And there's something to do with a clock. I don't know why he just showed me a clock.
I don't know about a clock.
Put that in your back pocket. There's something about it. Something's going to, it's funny or funky with one. I don't know. And it feels like it might not necessarily be in your home, maybe in your parents' home, someone's home, but there's something weird about the clock. And he just said time to get it fixed, but it's something that he's up to.
Probably. My work.
Time to get it fixed.
My work clock is pretty messed up.
So what he's trying to do is tell you that he's around you, Bree. So when you need some help, just ask him, just talk to him. He's going to be there, because he knows your clock at work is broken. So he's never far away. Never far away, Bree. Yeah. May I leave him with you? He would have been a fun, fun person. I'm so sorry for your loss.
You think my kids would have loved him.
I just heard tell him stories about me. Keep his memory alive, okay? Wonderful. All right. Well, I have to let you go now, Bree. So you have a wonderful evening, and I hope that gives you some peace knowing that your loved one never really left you.
It does. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Bree. Have a good night.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, thank you for being here today. I mean, if you're moving through grief and you've lost a loved one or seeking connection, you know that support is available. And I do readings offer readings globally. Spirit is getting in there, messing up my words. You can see the details on my website, yourmedium.ca. Until next time, do take care of yourself and know that they really don't ever leave you. Have a wonderful night, everyone.